Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Very nice, Chelsea, leading the way on that one. Very good job. We're coming to you for the second time from the Improv Lab at the world-famous Hollywood Improv in Los Angeles, California! All right, here we go. This is episode 1,476. Give or take a few bonus episodes and such. And it's Tuesday, November, 21st? Okay. Again, ahead of myself. This episode doesn't come out until Sunday night, so it's a little ahead of itself. But here goes. It's Tuesday, November 21st, 2023. Kingsman, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, a Wonderful Life. As we know, it could happen to you. Only live twice in a lifetime. Cop and a half. Nelson of Rambo, First Blood, Part 2 for the Road, House, Terminator 2, Judgment, Dazed and Confused, Carcinic and Old Lace in the Old School of Rock and Roll, High School, Ties Without a Face, Office Space. That's getting longer and longer. I'm going to stop doing it when this year ends. So I'm looking forward to that. It's time for Doug Plugs. I thought you were going to be there for me on the chanting about the Doug Plugs, but it didn't happen. Instead, people just ordered drinks you shake up. Doug Loves Movies is back at LOL Comedy Club. It's the real place in San Antonio, Texas, on Saturday, December 2nd at 4:20. And for all my dates and deeds. Okay, are you ready for this one? I don't know. We'll see if anybody can handle it. All of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
Yeah. Kaka Wallet. Ted Danson. Shh. It's like one actor strike and everybody in LA forgets everything. everything that they've ever known. From the corrections department, the movie Black Coat's Daughter is also known as February. I'm glad we cleared that up. All right, and one more thing before I bring the guests out here. The prize box. Someone is going to win this box tonight. I get sent stuff, and I appreciate it every time. I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth here, but I got this box for a movie called The Holdovers. Has anyone seen The Holdovers? Is it good? People love it, right? People are super into The Holdovers. So they sent me a box that's, you know, intended to, you know, help promote The Holdovers. And I like to pay it forward. So someone tonight is going to win this box of stuff. And I'll just show you the kind of magical gifts that they give you in these boxes to try to get you to support their movie. Oh, thank you for grabbing that water bottle for me. That was terrific. Are you a professional roadie? That was really smooth. Thank you. This doesn't come in the Holdovers box. It's just extra. A sponsor of the show that you're listening to or watching right now is this company called Aura Frames, where they make these cool frames that you can put pictures right out of the internet onto them, and you can give it to, like, an old person. So... So one of those is in the prize box tonight, I think like $140 retail value. But then the Holdovers, you got this lovely notebook binder thingy with the that says The Holdovers on it. The movie takes place at a school, right, called Barton. So here's a fake, it's a fake school, Barton. Here's a shirt, a sweatshirt for it. For Barton. This is another weird thing they put in here. A vinyl record of The Holdovers original motion picture soundtrack. Did it have a good soundtrack?
Yeah.
It did? All right. Well, there you go. So, yeah, you can have it on vinyl. And some other bric-a-brac. Some pencils that say The Holdovers. They really, really ran with the school theme. And, you know, I think they did a terrific job. And it's a really secure box that you can use again for something else. Or you can just, you know, it could just be in landfill for the rest of eternity. But all of that is going to be won by someone. The excitement is just mounting and building. And do you want to get those guests out here? Shall we get the guests out here? We got three great ones. Give it up for Steve O, Eli Roth, and Sam Levine. Coming in, shaking hands like a politician. Oh, get a hug.
Nice to see you.
Thank you so much for being here. Somebody's microphone fell on the floor, the middle seat. Your microphone's on the floor. This is like the Three Bears and one of the microphones. It's not good enough. There you go.
I got it.
He's got it.
I'll roadie my own mic.
Go ahead and have some seats, fellas. Oh, that's... I usually try to remember to have, like, something you could put your drinks on, so I apologize that you're going to... I've got this big table over here. I'm just going to be, like, showing off with it the whole time. Like, look, I can put my drink here. I can put my drink here. Put it over here. I got a lot of options. You just have to sit there and hold it. I apologize. Do you want to put it on my table?
No, dude.
Okay. Also, do you want to use your real voice? I love hearing you again. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically. By first name. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Oh, my goodness. They can put their drinks on that stool. That's the kind of crack team they hear. They call it the improv lab, but this is no experiment. This is entertainment reality right before your eyes. Okay, so what was I trying to get into? Oh, introducing everybody alphabetically by first name. So let's hear it for the man who has a motion picture in theaters right now. His name is Eli Roth, everybody.
Thank you. I like that he wore the corn holders in the ears. And it looks like a Death Proof t-shirt, I believe.
It's Jackass.
Oh, Jackass, close. It's very similar. I went with the like Tarantino theme, but
yeah, this guy came in with a little something for both of
everyone.
Yeah, that's really intense costuming. Poor Sam Levine's left out over there, but I would dare say he seems like a bit of a freak or a geek.
Yeah,
I think the costume's complete.
I've done a fair amount of children's programming. You could have worn something of that ilk. I don't know.
Yeah, this guy's probably watching a lot of Disney Channel or whatever the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's probably what he's into.
Yeah.
You can tell. We'll get to you in a second, dude. We have to talk to Eli Roth about number one movie in the country, probably the world. Thanksgiving.
We can talk about Hunger Games, but yes, Thanksgiving. We could also talk about. I don't have much to say about it. Number one horror movie in the world. If you want
there you
pull
go.
That trick.
I knew there was some sort of. It's the number one Eli Roth movie in theaters now.
It's true.
But also number one in the sense that you were saying before the show, best reviews of your career.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess if you hang around long enough, they get used to you, and then eventually they run out of negative things to say. But it's been great. It's been really, critics have loved it. But more importantly, the fans are loving it. And have you guys seen the movie? Did you enjoy it? Yes. Yeah. Well, this guy's fine.
I don't know what that noise was.
Doug, please, his hearing problems.
I didn't like it. But yeah, people are out there seeing it. I have not seen it yet because I thought it would be fun to, you know, genuinely see it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are waiting to see it on Thanksgiving.
I think it's a fun,
which is the idea.
Thing to do.
You just go to the theater and throw up your dinner. That's the fun. Post it.
Oh, no.
Eli is also too modest to push his own film, but he and I just met tonight, and I can tell you, it is such a good movie, you guys. It's so fun. You are going to have fun at this movie. I promise. So definitely check out Thanksgiving.
Sam Levine approved. Thank you.
There you go. Well, then I might as well introduce him. I might as well say it. Sam Levine is here, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
Lil Wolverine, a.k.a. Lil Logan, a.k.a. Little. What's Hugh Jackman up to now, leaving his wife?
Little leaving his wife, but yeah, not mine.
Little co-starring in Deadpool.
There you go.
And how are you doing, Sam?
I'm great, buddy.
You're here tonight because just mere days ago, you were the winner on an episode of the show, and so you're coming back as a champion. Do you feel like you have some formidable competition this evening?
Well, I genuinely did just meet Steve-O tonight, but if there is anyone I know off the top of my head who knows an enormous amount of movies, it's definitely Eli, so yeah.
If Scott Baio's a category, he's in trouble.
Oh,
I'll just say that.
It's a whole white squall
or
all
joysticks.
Oh, wait, I was thinking Scott Wolf.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sorry.
Scott Baio was
well,
in
I'm already
white
out then.
Squall.
I'm
yeah, so Sam's eliminated.
All right,
thanks
well,
for coming, Sam.
All right, take
we,
care.
We might validate if you ask nicely.
My apologies to Scott Wolf, by the
for
way.
It. Yeah, well, you know, the Wolves, they all listen to this. Wolves and Wolves.
Virginia?
Yeah, every wolf you could think of.
I'm not scared of her.
Is a fan of Doug Loves Movies. And also joining us, preparing for battle by making sure his glasses are clean. It's Steve-O, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Now, you've got a stand-up comedy special.
I do. It's a multimedia comedy special called Steve-O's Bucket List, and it is wildly X-rated and just filthy and terrible.
Terrible as in you do awful and say awful things.
I do awful things. No, it's actually, I think it's the greatest thing I've ever made, if I'm honest.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a journey through a list of forbidden stunts that were never intended to actually happen because they were so literally over the top. And the show presents these forbidden stunts in descending order of my fiance's approval and support.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty heavy. There's some quite life-threatening stunts, like where medical professionals steal drugs from the hospital, and I have general anesthesia drugs administered while I'm riding a bicycle, and I have epidural drugs.
That's not safe, right?
No. I had epidural drugs injected into my spine to paralyze me while I was in a full sprint. Yeah, high-level stuff that I never would have been able to do for Jackass. There's one that...
I love hearing that Jackass had some sort of rules, some sort of limits.
Yep.
They're like, whoa, no thank you. Here's a list of 10 things, Steve-O. Go make your own thing.
Yeah, I mean, I offered them the epidural foot race, and they said, dude, we can't do that.
I mean, because everyone's going to try it once they see you do it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So this is a special or a series or what?
It's a multimedia comedy show.
Okay.
The show is a journey through the bucket list, and after each bit, I pay it off by showing you the forbidden footage of the stunt.
I see. All right. Yeah. So where do people start this journey?
This is at stevo.com.
Oh, go to your website.
You just go to my website, yeah. There's one where I go skydiving butt naked with another man strapped to my back, and I jack off to completion.
Whoa!
Simultaneously ejaculating as I fall out of the airplane.
Wait, so you couldn't convince the guy to do a reach around? You had to do all the work?
I did it all myself.
Okay.
Is that you or the ripcord? Good night!
Yeah, as you hit the ground, I thought I pulled the ripcord. Pulled something else. Was there was everybody in the drop zone warned? What was going on up there?
It's funny that you mentioned the drop zone because it came to me as a surprise that I had to time this ejaculation within a very precise window of just 2 minutes. Otherwise, we would miss the drop zone.
Right.
So I had to really thread the needle with that one.
What did he like whisper sexy shit in your ear? Like, how did you?
No.
You had to move quickly.
I brought a portable DVD player.
Oh my God. Can you imagine you're plummeting through the sky and like, I still need to see some tits to complete this? That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, I got to the point of no return. And then I gave the sign. That means we exit the plane. So on the way out of the plane.
Oh, I see. That's smart. Yeah. Okay. It's like you're watching an in-flight movie like we all do.
Right.
And then, hey, open the window. This went too far. I need to evacuate, ejaculate.
Yeah.
What was the movie you watched? Like, it's got to be some pretty extreme.
Terms of Endearment?
Right.
Yeah. Little Shirley MacLaine got him going.
Every time.
I went to the adult film store and I perused the aisles, and there was one DVD that just kind of jumped out at me. It had a particularly pretty lady on the cover. I didn't actually check the title. I just grabbed it. Turned out it was called Anally Corrupted 2.
Yeah, the first one doesn't work. I tried that on a roller coaster, and it was like nothing.
Nothing.
So part two is where they really take it up a notch.
Yeah.
And T-O-O is how they spell it, right? Anally Corrupted as well. In addition.
But yeah, it's a fun, wild time. It's distinctly too hot for Jackass, too hot for anything really, which is why it is at stevo.com.
Too hot for anything. And it's available right now?
It is.
Oh, this is fantastic news.
Yeah.
Listen to the rest of this show and then check it out. Or pause this show and go right to it because, I mean, it just sounds like it might be difficult to pick which of your adventures you want to watch first because you have so many interesting ones to choose from. So where do you recommend people start?
At the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. At the beginning.
That's smart. That's smart. It's interesting. You put things in some sort of order.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Good. That'll guide everybody. What to do? Because now every time a series comes out, people start ranking the episodes and what order you should watch them in. Especially anything that's an anthology of in nature, you know.
Wow, but I have not heard of that phenomena.
No, because you're busy jerking off while you're falling to your death.
Yeah.
You died doing what you loved. Jerking off on innocent people. Innocent farmers. Just out there doing their jobs. All right. Before we get to the games tonight, I would like to have each of you recommend a movie. And we are taping this right before Thanksgiving, but it'll come out, this episode will come out on Monday. So, you know, we're going to be fully into it by then, the holiday season. So if you don't mind, I'd like each one of you to recommend a holiday movie. There's so many of them. I mean, if you just Lifetime movies alone, there's thousands to choose from. What do you think, Eli Roth? Do you have a, I mean, is it cheating to just say Thanksgiving, that you should watch Thanksgiving way up to Christmas?
That should be the rule. It's cheating to not watch Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But if you want to get in the mood for Thanksgiving, you could do worse than Silent Night, Deadly Night, which is just an absolutely insane, unapologetic, wonderful holiday slasher film with some it's about 40 minutes of build up with a killer where you watch this person go crazy, and then once he's unleashed, it's just pure joy. There's a scene where the kid's sledding and the killer comes out, he's waiting for his friend, and then his friend comes down without a head and the head's rolling next. It's like, it's that level of awesomeness from 1984. It's sublime.
Silent Night, Deadly Night. Was that one that ended up being like sequelized? Like, did they do
installations? A few of them. It was the first one that really made the like killer Santa Claus movie. There's been a few of them, Code Red, but this is the one that there were so many protests. I saw it in the theaters when I was 12. It was like a rapturous, like a religious experience.
You know, like was part two like still silent, still deadly, that kind of thing?
Well, it wasn't as good, because the fun was watching Billy, you know, get corrupted, and his catchphrase is punish, because of course he watches his parents get murdered by a Santa Claus on the side of the road in this crazy opening scene as they're going to see the grandpa at the insane asylum, who's like in a coma, and as soon as the parents leave, he pops out of the coma and grabs him and warns him about it. He's out there, and then his parents get hacked up, so he's in the orphanage, but he's triggered whenever he sees Santa Claus, and of course he's 18 and they're like, here's Billy, they make him work in, you know, the department store, because he sort of looks like Zach Galligan when, like, the Zach Gremlins craze was on. And then they force him to put on the Santa Claus outfit, and he just goes on a killing rampage. It's just sublime. But it never quite hit the levels. You know, it's like Sleepaway Camp, the first one's so good. Sleepaway Camp 2 is fun, but nothing quite hit the level of the first one. Friday the 13th actually kind of got better.
All right. Don't forget to check out Eli Roth's History of Horror. Still available. Where can people watch the?
I don't even know. It was
must
on Shudder.
Be available
it
somewhere.
It was on Shudder. Now I think it's AMC Plus.
AMC Plus or
I think
something?
It's just, yeah, I think really Thanksgiving's all you're going to get these days. In theaters only.
What's AMC Plus?
That's a really good question. It was this thing. I was like, what is this? They're like, well, if you want your shows a day early, you subscribe to AMC Plus. And I was like, okay. That's it. Like, I don't know. People are on it, apparently.
A day early.
To watch stuff, because, like, the Walking Dead fans, they don't want to wait. Mm-hmm. They wanted to know what happened. So they started a streaming service like AMC Plus.
And Better
like
Call Saul was also premium. That kind of
appointment
where
there's no
TV.
Commercials and you get it early. You get, like, early access to stuff.
Got it. I was thinking of, like, the movie theaters AMC.
No, that would be, like, AMC Plus, but like an extra movie theater. No, it's like it's the channel AMC. But you can see Thanksgiving at AMC theaters, plus Regal and Cinemark.
Yeah,
that's the best
dude.
I could do that one.
I bet you Draft House cinemas are showing it and have
they
a special Thanksgiving meal with it.
They absolutely are.
Yeah, they know how to do that. They're smart. Smart marketers. All right, so that's one down to you to go. Sam Levine, please recommend a holiday movie. Something as cheery as Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I can only
possible
think of one, Evil Dead 2.
Is it a Christmassy movie?
It is for me, as a Jewish person.
Because you're up for anything.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I mean, look, I don't want to... Jon Stewart, 25 years ago, talked about how, as a Jewish person, having to sit through Christmas movies is so aggravating because every time it's the exact same movie. Oh, I'm so excited for Christmas. Oh, no, Christmas is ruined. No, wait! Every single time. And he's not wrong. And that was 25 right. plus years ago. And although in Silent Night, Deadly Night, Christmas really is ruined. Yeah, there is no, oh, wait. But,
so you're just going with Evil Dead 2.
I'm going with Evil Dead 2, yeah.
I think, you know, I think it's never a wrong time to recommend Evil Dead 2. And you're talking first time around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
First Raimi. Evil Dead 2. Yeah. All right. Steve?
Man, I'm really racking my brain for this one. And I was going to say The Return of the Living Dead.
Oh. Great movie.
Yeah.
What? You don't have to say a horror movie. The question is, please recommend a holiday movie.
They're excellent suggestions.
I want you to know that that was my first thought before any other...
Before they even started with their horror movies.
Yeah.
You were already like, Return of the Living Dead. Boom.
Yeah.
Holiday movie. I'm not going to argue with you about it. I think that's what a lot of people are doing these days, is kind of like turning things on their head, you know, doing the opposite of what you're supposed to do. So these are, especially in this order, I think, if you watch Silent Night, Deadly Night, it's like, at least it's Christmassy.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's just like, fuck it.
Right. My other thought was the original RoboCop.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, I mean, it has like a insanely high score on Rotten Tomatoes. RoboCop, the first one.
Yeah, you know, it's very popular because it was you know, satirical
movie.
And you got to see a guy get hit by a car after he took an acid bath, so he just deteriorates.
Paul McCrane?
Yeah.
And RoboCop 2, not so much.
Kurtwood Smith.
No, they keep trying with the RoboCop. Because then they had new RoboCop for a couple of times. But you can't recapture that original magic.
And shout out to Tony Gardner, who is the special effects master responsible for Return of the Living Dead, all the Chucky movies, turning Johnny Knoxville into Bad Grandpa. Like, all this wonderful stuff. Tony Gardner.
Nice, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for those recommendations, dudes. And we are going to play some games right after this break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. We picked some. Yay. Thanks, everybody. So we picked some name tags during the break that these dudes are going to play for. So let me just recap for the listeners that Eli picked Kill Gil, and Sam picked, I want to make sure I say this right, Richard Chewell. And Steve is playing for No Country for Old Ren. Thanks, Ren, and Chewell, and Gil. And good luck to each and every one of you. Yeah, the first game we're going to play tonight is called Live, Die, Repeat. It's Sam's favorite game, and as you can see, and here's why. Because anybody could win in this fast-paced and exciting game. I'm going to say out loud the title of a existing motion picture. The first person on stage who repeats back the entire title, word for word, spoken unbroken, as Beetlejuice likes to say, wins. Wins the game. Every time, you can guess as often as you like, every time somebody says an answer that's incorrect, I'll start back at the beginning of the title. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I promise you're not going to like this.
I don't get it. You're going to say the title and then we got to say the title?
All you got to do is say it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's deceptive. It's not going to be a short movie title.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be. Let's try a practice one, see how you do. Okay. Jackass 3D.
Jackass 3D.
See, Eli would be the winner. Because he said Jackass 3D.
Yep.
Can I go home now?
The quickest.
Yep. Give Ren the box. Game's over.
Let's or do another kill. One. Kill. The clock with a house full of.
Nope.
The Klaus house full of. The walls. The, house, the clock wall clock. Walls? The walls and the clock and the.
The house of the clock.
Eli wins again.
Thank you.
But so I'm not going to fuck it up like that. I'll say it for real.
So you're saying the title with the words out of order?
No, that was... I shouldn't have done that. I was just goofing around.
Title of my work wrong.
Yeah, no, I was just being silly.
I need another practice go.
Okay, let's try another one. True Grit.
True Grit.
Yeah, see, you win.
Okay.
Okay, now let's do True Grit 2. You ready?
True Grit 2.
Rooster Cogburn.
There, it's Rooster Cogburn. All right, so...
So he doesn't have to say True Grit 2, Roostburn Cogburn?
No, because that wasn't what it was called. They just went bone dry. They just said, we don't need the words True Grit anymore. Everybody loves John Wayne as Rooster Cogburn. So they just named the movie after him while Catherine Herron stood there. Catherine, right? Wasn't she in it with him?
Yes.
Catherine Hepburn? Catherine Hepburn was like, oh, Rooster, you old... Fart.
You old Cockburn.
You old Cockburn.
Giving me Cockburn.
Why are you coming around with that burnt cock?
I will burn your cocker.
Oh, people love Katharine Hepburn impressions. People never tire of it. All right, so, you'll get the feel for it as it goes along, what's happening. And you, like Sam said, you might not like it. But but here we are. All okay. Right. The inconsolable widow. Thanks all. These players have a different approach.
The inconsolable widow thanks all. These I'm players have a different to. Approach than I am used to.
Apologize. Let me start over. The inconsolable widow thanks all who consoled.
The inconsolable widow thanks all who consoled her.
That is correct.
Oh, wow, good guess.
You're a mastermind figuring out where that sentence was going.
Could have got a lot of ways.
You figured out what the subject was and put it all together. That's an Italian sex comedy from 1973.
I know it well, Doug.
The inconsolable widow thanks all who consoled her. And I really think it's a movie where a woman just goes around thanking people. Hey, you really consoled me
who
good.
Who directed it?
I don't know. But, you know, it's on the internet.
You did it in English.
I was able to learn about it.
I would have got it if it was. Oh, it's
in English?
The title's in English.
The title's in English.
Italian film.
Oh, how do you say it in Italian?
Well, you'd have to say it first, then I could repeat it. Oh. So, otherwise, it'd be cheating.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing incomparable is like, you know, pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm already saying it.
You got to use your hands a lot.
Yeah. What's Italian for widow?
Well, me, now that I missed this.
Oh, no.
My wife's Italian. She's going to kill me for missing that one.
No, she'll be all right. You think she's going to listen to this?
Never. Not a chance. I explained to her what a comedy show is. She's like, what? Why? Perché? They tell jokes, but you're saying, no, you're not funny. Why? You know. So,
I can't wait for you to tell her about the rent.
Oh, my
joke.
God.
Terrible.
Oh, no, that was during the break. Oh, people will have to wonder.
Yeah. She's not going to console you when you come home.
No.
If you lose tonight. All right. So Sam won that first game. Basically just a warm-up game, you know, just for fun. Yeah. This next game is where we get serious, and it's a game that I call Purple Rain Man Deluxe Edition.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Here's how this works. Purple Rain Man is a movie title mashup game. Just like the title Purple Rain Man, I've devised some new titles that are mashed together to form one new hilarious title. And so what I'll do is I'll tell you, we'll start with Sam. I'll tell him the third billed people in the first and second movie that I've mashed together. He can guess or pass at what the title I'm looking for is. Then we'll go to Eli, same deal. Then Steve. And then, you know, if nobody gets it, we move on to Sam gets to hear who the second billed people are in the two movies. And then we go through everybody. And then it gets real, real exciting when that top bill comes around because people are usually able to put it together by that point. But we'll see. Usual is not. It's not always. It doesn't always work out that way. But I think Sam's pretty good at this. Did that make sense to you, Steve?
I got it.
Ah, nice.
So, like for example.
Okay.
It would be. I don't know who's third billing in Purple Rain. That's a tough one.
Oh, it's probably Morris Day.
Morris Day.
Got it.
So it'd be Morris Day for that movie and Valeria Golino for Rain Man, so Purple Rain Man. Those would be the third billed people. The top billed people would be, you know, Dustin Hoffman and Prince.
Right. I'm going to just apologize to Ren in advance.
You never know. You never know what's going to come together. And also, this, of course, is not the most crucial game tonight, which comes later. So this, you know, it's just the main thing is to just have fun. And you know, we'll be ready to console if necessary. Sam?
Yes, Doug.
Here it comes.
Okay.
What movie mashup title? Sam's the only one that can guess. What movie do you think would have third billed Chris Pontius and Cole Hauser? These are really tough.
Cole Hauser. called? Jackass the Movie 43.
That is incorrect. Eli, do you have anything cooking?
The heart is deceitful above all jackass.
All right, the first title is the third billed person, and the first title is Chris Pontius.
The first title is Chris Pontius.
And then the second title
is Cole Hauser.
Is Cole Hauser.
So, Jackass is deceitful above all things?
Nope. No. So let's go to
Purple Rain Man. So, rain is in both titles. So, you're looking for a word or a syllable that overlaps both titles.
Okay. So, Jackass.
The movie.
The movie 43
is what I guessed.
Okay.
And I was wrong.
So it's Steve's turn now.
All right.
And you could pass. Might come back around.
It's going to be Jackass 43.
No, here's the second. Now it's back to Sam, and I'll add the second build people to it, and that might help everybody. Second build are Steve-O and Tyrese Gibson.
Okay. Jackass, Too Fast, Too Furious.
That is correct!
Oh, nice.
Jackass, Too Fast, Too Furious. With the lead names, of course, being Johnny Knoxville and Paul Walker. Sam.
Yeah, buddy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're on the board.
Okay.
Eli gets first stab at this next one. You ready?
I'm ready to stab.
Steve has a question.
Didn't Sam win one before, too?
He did that game. That he won the opportunity to go first in the next game.
Ah, okay. Yeah. There's only 1 point.
So it doesn't count for anything, yeah. Okay, and this doesn't count for anything. Yeah. And then ultimately, the whole thing doesn't matter.
Good. Except for somebody's got to take out
somebody's got to take home my garbage.
There is a photo frame in there with a retail value of $140 that someone is going to give to someone for the holidays and act like it was a big fucking deal.
Right. No, and it's ready for regifting too, because I didn't open it up or anything. There's no no price tag on it or nothing. Yeah.
Someone's going to give that to someone over 70, and they're going to go, what do I do with this? I don't know. You have to come over and work this.
The old people be like taking photos and trying to jam them into the thing, going, how does this read my photos?
And then they're going to plug it in, and it's going to light up with a picture of me jacking off an airplane.
It comes preloaded with just different shots of your load flying in the guy's face and on the goggles and in the thing. Just every 5 seconds, it just changes. You can just, for Thanksgiving, you put it in the table and everyone can watch your journey.
What is that in the sky? A bird? A plane? No, it's Steve-O jerking off.
Someone's like, "I got bird shit on me.
I got bird shit on me.
No, it's good luck. Now, wait a minute. There's a baby growing. Terrible.
Can you imagine if there were like a naked woman sunbathing and you hit the perfect?
Oh,
you could have
on,
a child.
Sam.
That's stunt number 11. Sam.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. Eli gets to go first in round two. Purple Rain Man. Third build are Chris Evans and Richard Gere.
Captain American Gigolo?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Both of those gentlemen would be pissed to hear they were third billed.
I was going to say, but that could
when
work.
When playing the title characters.
I thought of that after I said it. I was like, maybe Doug's mistaken.
No, but I mean, that was a good and fast guess. Steve, do you have... Did that help you in any way, what Eli just said? Chris Evans and Richard Gere.
I can't...
Yeah, it's tough.
I can't think of anything Richard Gere is third billing in, but I mean, how'd Chris Evans, is he third billing in Avengers? Or
could be, sure.
So like,
I'm not here to answer half questions or respond to half answers.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing. Sorry, okay. Ren.
We'll go back over to Sam. He might have cracked this nut already.
No, I definitely didn't. But, I mean, I at least thought of a fun guess. I don't think Richard Gere's in this, but Avengers Age of Ultron Legacy? It's a pretty good one.
That is good.
Yeah, that's not the answer.
Yeah, those mashed together well, but but no Richard Gere in that film.
Thought maybe he was in it, and it was a part I fell asleep for.
Let's see if the second billed players help Eli to come up with an answer. Jamie Presley joins the first film with Chris Evans, and the second film, Stephen Merchant, appears alongside Richard Gere.
Okay, I got the first one.
Okay.
Well, maybe it is not another teen movie 43.
That is correct!
What are the odds on that?
What are the odds?
Of course, Sam is. I didn't peek at exactly what billing you are in Not Another Teen Movie.
But definitely first.
You're up there.
Definitely first.
No, first is someone named Kyler Lee.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
You did. Kyler Lee, yeah. She plays Janie. Laney. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Janie Briggs.
Yeah, she's like the main girl in that. Yes. And then in movie 43, top billing just goes by default because it's a bunch of like short comedy bits with a bunch of famous people. And so they put Emma Stone in the number one slot. All right. So both Eli and Sam are on the board. Steve, you get to go first on this one.
All right.
Gina Gershon and what? Eli Roth are third billed.
I got
what movie mashup?
I got nothing, dude.
I appreciate your honesty, your directness. You don't waste anybody's time.
That's exactly right.
Sam?
Thanksgiving, Glorious Bastards.
That is correct. Sam Levine figured it out. Ty Olson and Patrick Dempsey are second and third billed in Thanksgiving, and Diane Kruger and Brad Pitt in Inglourious Basterds. And again, Sam.
Yeah.
Somewhere on the call sheet.
In the 80s, I think.
No.
No, I don't.
That movie didn't have that many.
Top 20 at least.
That many speaking roles.
Where are you getting your information from? Because I think the legal department at Sony might have an issue with Gina being the third or second bill. We did give her the and credit, and deservedly so.
Yeah, so then IMDb just bumped that up to like, oh, that's about third if she's the and in the opening titles. Where is she in the end titles? Is it different in the end,
too?
We did
too? Main on end. It went,
ooh.
Yeah, Patrick Dempsey and Nell Verlag.
He did that while skydiving.
The third.
Little main on end. how's that work?
You do like the titles as the end. It just says Thanksgiving, and then like all the titles are at the end of the movie.
Right. You see a lot of time. You see like all the actors' names twice.
No, I didn't do it twice. You just see them once.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Called main on end. I like just start the movie.
Right.
Thanksgiving. Now we're in it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's just like you do the credits, and then you have all the actor credits in order of correct billing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Patrick Dempsey, Nell Verlack, Addison Rae. Jalen Thomas Brooks, Milo Manheim. Not that I remembered the orders.
No.
I know. That's impressive because, like, you know.
And with Rick Hoffman and Gina Gershon.
I'll ask you this now that we're on the subject
IMDb's
of remembering
wrong.
Your own movies.
Yeah.
Is that I've asked several filmmakers what their favorite last line from one of their films is. Do you have one from one of your own movies?
They usually end in a bloodbath.
And then someone just going, let's
and then
go ahead and clean
like
this up.
Screaming, and then there's blood, and it's just, oh my God.
Well, I remember the end of Hostel was, we're not staying there again. Remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
That was actually.
And then there's a quick scene after the credits of someone going, why didn't we put up the do not disturb sign? while staying at the hostel.
They wouldn't have tortured us and taken us and killed us.
Yeah, if we just said, don't clean our room, we would have gotten out of there alive.
Yeah, exactly. That would have solved everything. They're not that smart in the horror movies.
All right. So Sam won that game. Congratulations to Sam.
Thank you,
Sam. You did it.
Still means nothing. Still means nothing.
Let's do a speed round of that same game, though, because I had a fourth one prepared and ready to go in case we needed it. And just yell out the answer as soon as you know it, Sam.
All right. No pressure.
Third build, Mr. T and James DeBello.
DC Cabin Fever.
That is it. That is it. DC Cabin Fever. Oh, shit.
It's a great one. What a good matchup that would be. I pity the fool who doesn't like that movie. Just say that.
Is Bill Maher in the top two there? No, probably not.
No, Bill Maher didn't make the top two. It's Adam Baldwin. It was sort of, you know, he was basically the young male lead. And then the owner of the cab company, Max Gale, is who they picked for top build. And then who are the second and first on Cabin Fever?
That was Ryder Strong and Jordan Ladd.
Yep. Yeah, they got that one right. So, you know, sometimes the internet is correct.
Sometimes. Every now and then.
I guess we should all trust it about half of the time. If we just use the half of the time rule when you're scrolling through the internet, only accept half of it is true. It's tricky deciding which half, but let's not worry about it right now. Congratulations to Sam. Now, to catch you up to speed, Steve, he's won both games tonight, but he's still, in this third game, it's every man for himself. Anybody can win it. Sam just gets to go first. Which, Sam, tell him about going first in a lot of
sometimes
my games.
Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not good.
Yeah. And it's that arbitrariness that adds to the fun.
Yep.
And we're going to do that right after this break. We'll be right back!
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back! Yay! And Sam gets to go first in a game that I call Last Person Standing Deluxe Edition. Words to that effect. Super Last Person Standing. That's it.
Yeah.
I almost forgot to give the signal for everybody to clap. Okay, so this is a game where we're going to take turns naming movies. I like to play along. Movies that three actresses are in. And to choose those three actresses, we're going to go to the name tag. So let's start with Eli's name tag, Kill Gil. Gil, could you name an actress that you'd like us to use in this game tonight?
Sure. How about Scarlett Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson. And you said, how about? If I had a choice, I'd say no. But she comes up a lot in this game because I guess she's pretty or something. But she is a terrific. She's got a lot of movie titles, and it's fun to try to remember them all. So ScarJo is our first person. What's Sam's Richard Chewell?
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon. I love it. So far we've got, it'd be funny if I can't remember the first one when just going to do a two-person recap. We've got Scarlett Johansson, Reese Witherspoon, not in anything together that I'm thinking of offhand, but I'm getting ahead of myself. And then Steve's name tag. What have you got for us?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Wow. Okay. This is a lot of movies.
You know, there are actresses over 40. Well, I guess 45, probably.
I was going to say Bo Derek.
There you go.
Yes.
It's too bad we don't get a pick. It's in the hands of the audience. So we're going Emma Stone and ScarJo and Reese. Reese Witherspoon. All right. It's written down. So it shall be. So Sam's going to go first, then me, then Steve, then Eli. No repeats.
Oof.
We'll all try to remember. We'll remember which ones have been said.
Oof. See, this is where I always say, if you win the game, if this is the game, I should have the option of saying, no, I'd like to go last. I shouldn't be forced to go first.
Right. That's right? A good idea for next time.
I've suggested it to you many times, Doug.
Next time, I'll say, well, you got to remind me, first of all. But then, secondly, I'll introduce it that way, that's how we're going to do it.
All right.
Yeah, because that is a good idea.
Right.
To give that person that winning that last game means something.
Yeah.
Because you get to choose if you want to go first or last.
Right.
Probably really wouldn't even make a difference.
Oh, it definitely would.
Ultimately. Really? Just that one title?
Of course, because if I start and it keeps going around and then it finishes with Eli and I'm out of movies, we've said the exact same number of titles.
Right.
But because it's hot potato, he's going to win.
I like how this is pitted against you specifically. Yeah.
Well, it's not. I'm just saying
I'm really enjoying that it
We've
worked
discussed
out.
Discussed this before.
That it worked out that way. You should do like they do on the reality shows. You should throw the second competition so that you don't have to go first in the last game. Something to think about.
So we have to think of any movie that stars one of those three ladies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And they don't even have to star in it. They could just like pop in for a sec. None of them are really known for their cameos, but we'll see what we come up with.
All right.
All right.
And if
you think of any in the audience, please don't say them loud enough for us to hear, just so we don't. Nobody can cheat.
All right.
Here we go
with a movie that won Best Picture for about 2.5 minutes. La La Land.
It was a brief Best Picture winner.
Brief, the briefest.
Until it was yanked away. Right away.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm just going to start with, for my turn, I'm going to start with an Emma Stone classic. It's like you can't have a conversation about her without bringing up Aloha. Steve?
Legally Blonde.
Yes. That is correct.
Easy A.
You get an A for that answer. Sam?
Legally Blonde 2. Red, white, and blonde.
Yeah, now you see what Sam did there was he showed off that he actually knows the full title, because if you do say a sequel, you do need to know all of that, excuse the expression, shit that comes after the colon. whose turn is it? Is it back to me?
Yeah.
What movies did we say so far?
I wasn't prepared.
All I got to say at this point in time is Hail Caesar.
Oh.
Yeah. Steve?
Avengers Endgame.
Yeah. I love Reese Witherspoon in that. I mean, you know, she gets lost in the snap.
I don't know who's...
That's why she's not there.
I don't know who's the favorite to win this.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Avengers Infinity War.
Okay. If you say so. Oh, my God. Am I really... Oh, no, I'm not. For a second, I was feeling super bad. Steve?
Spider-Man?
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Sweet.
Why not? Why not Spider-Man?
Oh.
That's not correct.
What, Emma Stone and Spider-Man?
Yeah.
That's not the title of that film.
It's not the title.
Oh, okay. I see what's happening. Yeah, you know how... Like, there were different Spider-Man trilogies that eventually right. all came together in the multiverse. When Emma Stone did it, it wasn't just called Spider-Man. Do you know what it was called?
Of course not.
I mean...
Okay.
I mean, about... the movie was incredible, is one word I'd use.
Okay.
Fantastic was, is also a way to describe it.
The, Cruel Intentions counts, right?
For what?
I mean, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
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 So there you go.
We were just talking about Cruel Intentions earlier.
Yeah. Now I'm reasonably sure that
what a fun coincidence.
I'm reasonably sure I don't have another qualifying answer.
Okay. But
and
also
I know
sometimes
that's bad.
You might think of something because of sequels and whatnot and,
right.
you know, the tone of certain films might remind you of another one.
I know. I just
we'll
like
see.
I can imagine. I know there's like a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, that sounds right. Thanks for your help.
And like,
yeah, no, there's some movies out there. Those three actresses, they've gone to work. So we're up to Eli.
Yes, I thought it would be Match Point, but it's not.
Yes. That was a Woody Allen one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve, I think Doug was trying to get you to say The Amazing Spider-Man.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what it was called.
Okay.
I don't necessarily agree. They really put the cart before the horse on that one. It was, you know, it was all right. That second one, I can't think of the rest of the words. So I won't fuck with it. Right now, I'm just going to concentrate on being here and now and next year's election. Anything, Steve?
I got nothing.
You can
dude.
Go to your lifeline.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
Ren,
go to your lifeline. What do you got, Ren?
The house bunny.
The house bunny. Emma okay. Stone was one of her friends, one of her, you know, supposedly ugly friends. They all glowed up real nice in that movie, The House Bunny. So that's your final answer?
Yeah, dude, I'm bad. I'm sorry.
No, I just mean all you have to do is agree with it, and you're still in the game. You're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to Eli.
I don't know. I can't think of anything, you poor things.
Oh.
Went arty on that one.
Is that already out in some theaters?
I think so.
I hope it is.
They played Venice, so whatever.
Yeah.
No. That
counts. Yeah, I know it's everybody's
it's
raving about
good.
It.
I'm
yeah,
excited to
it's
see
supposed
that.
Supposed to be real good.
I like that guy's movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You were nervous before, but it's really not complicated. And yes, flashbacks and memories absolutely count. The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, it's just a 2 on the
That's
end
it.
Of it. Oh, dang it. Yep. And she's just a flashback in it?
Spoiler alert. She didn't make it in the first one. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All right. Well, how did... Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How did Emma Stone get to set? Did she take side streets? Or the freeway?
Oh! Damn. Nice. Nice.
So many people are like, what is even happening?
What is I don't know.
At this fucking point, what kind of yeah. weird code words are they using with each other? But it just gets so out of hand, the trying to work the title into a sentence. I love it. It's an extra challenge in the game. Steve, anything else come to you?
Nah.
The great, Reese Witherspoon?
There's the one, I'm thinking of the one that's like, it's like the maid or the fucking...
Right.
Like, I don't know, man. I lose.
What about ScarJo? There must be some other thing like you've seen
like,
her in.
The one that Bill Murray was in and
yeah,
Sofia Coppola directed it.
Yeah, yeah. What's that called?
I can't think of the
name. Because it's like, it felt like it was in another language.
God, why are you doing that? Yeah, I can't think of it, man.
You just
know.
Can't find it? Why can't you find it?
I died.
Where do you think you'd find it? If you did find it.
What if you didn't?
Oh, wait. Lost in Translation.
Yes, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope you go on to win this game. That would be quite an impressive feat.
Yeah, there we go.
But we're back to Eli. You running out of steam, or you still got some, Eli?
I still got some. This Black Widow still got some poison left.
Yeah.
Actually, we only said two of these films. Avengers Age of Ultron.
We didn't say that one?
No, we said Endgame and Infinity War.
Yeah, it was mostly Steve.
Yep.
Doing those. You didn't remember old Ultron? Age of Ultron. How old is Ultron?
The age lasts about 2.5 hours.
Did he have a fake ID? Yeah, Ultron's always getting carded everywhere. Can't you tell I sound like an adult? That was a terrible James Spader. All right, so I'm on the blacklist. Okay, so. Whose turn is it? Oh, so Steve, great try. You're out.
Wait, wasn't that your turn? Derek?
Okay, it's my turn. all right. Right now I just really am so embarrassed. I wish I was the man who wasn't there. ScarJo.
Was the Woody Allen movie called Barcelona?
It was, if you're only saying one third of it.
Ah. Made in Barcelona.
You know you're out, right?
Oh, yeah, okay, good.
Okay.
Good. All right, sweet.
No, I mean, we love having you hang out, and if you think of more, you can go ahead and jump in like that.
Right.
Because that was pretty fun. But yeah, made in where?
Barcelona.
Barcelona, yeah. Okay, Eli?
I was there with Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Yes, that's it.
That's right. I'm proud of myself for remembering Barcelona, though.
Vicky Cristina and Barcelona are the three things Javier Bardem tries to fuck.
Anything he tries to, I think he does.
All of Barcelona? Hello.
Yeah.
All right, Sam.
It just occurred to me, we're going to get through all four of these in reverse order. The Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Just straight up plain old. You could even call
OG
it.
OG Avengers.
Did they say Disney's Avengers?
Marvel's
Avengers.
The official title, I guess.
They played around with it a little bit. Okay. I don't know how to work the name Lucy into a sentence. So I'm just going to say Lucy. Did you ever see that? Scarlett Johansson? She played a girl who had an accelerated brain. She got really smart really fast. And she pulls it off.
It was like Flowers for Algernon, but an action movie.
Yeah.
That's for my nerds out there.
And Algernon was a party girl with a cowboy hat.
Yes, and not a mouse.
All right, Eli?
I don't know. I'm thinking, Doug. I need to get under the skin.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yes. Nice. Oh, man.
I feel like we're going to be here for a long time, to be honest with you. I feel like it's going to be
How long?
It's going to be a real Iron Man 2.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Who's in that?
First appearance of Black Widow.
Oh, okay. All right.
ScarJo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon.
Was Reese Witherspoon in Inherent Vice? Vice.
She was.
Oh, wow, yeah.
She was.
Yeah, I thought that would get a laugh or something. Eli?
Was she in Iron Man 3? No. I wasn't going to say that one, which is a really good thing. I'm tired. I want to go home, maybe to Sweet Home Alabama.
Sam?
I can't wait to talk about this one in the morning to all the members of the press. Doug is going to be a real scoop.
Yeah, she's in another Woody Allen movie called Scoop. And I'm tired of Sam dominating these games. So I'm going to say, this means war!
Oh, man, you guys, I feel like I'm in some kind of weird ghost world listening to two of you. Oh.
Wow, you know what? We're getting slim here, but something just came to me, and it is wild.
Yeah, it's just called wild.
Yeah.
Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. Emma Stone.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I forgot where she's in this as well. It's just on Scarlett.
Don't you, don't forget about Emma.
Never.
Don't leave them out.
I would never.
Well, man, I can't.
Oh, shit. Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Almost, but I my voice
is so close.
My voice is a little hoarse whisper.
Oh, wow.
I was not sure where he was going with that. I mean, that was crazy, stupid, love.
The Croods.
Oh, boy, we went deep on ScarJo and Emma and who's the last one? Reese. We did
Reese Witherspoon. Yeah.
Sweet Home Alabama. What's the other? I'm trying to think of some other terrible Reese Witherspoon movies I've ever seen. Not that she ever makes a bad movie.
In a lot of movies.
All right, she's in that one where somebody dies.
Wow.
What?
I don't know.
All right, Gil.
Gil, what do you got? Chef. ScarJo's in Chef. ScarJo's in Chef. Johnny Favs.
All right, I'm taking it.
Yeah. Chef it up.
Something else.
Sam?
I just had one and now I lost it.
Oh, shit.
That's all right. There's more, I think.
Okay, do it.
Let's see.
Whatever you say, I'm ready.
All right. I mean, it's almost like, you know, Captain America Civil War in here.
Should I write that down in my nanny diaries?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you should.
Well, then, was she in Captain America?
I don't think so.
She was not?
No.
The Avenger Captain of Ultron. I've never seen a Marvel movie, so I don't really watch these films.
I go over to Scorsese's house. He watches them with me on the big screen.
Yeah. Exactly. I've gotta have another ScarJo movie in me or an Emma Stone.
They've made so many. So successful.
So she's such a big star. Aloha, you did. Some of my zingers.
What about the one where?
Oh, this is fun.
Viola Davis is in it.
The Help.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Thanks, Steve-O.
That's the most appropriate title for what just
Steve-O,
happened.
Thanks for The Help.
That's when I was saying the maid. I was trying to think about it.
It's great.
Criminy. All right. Let's see what's happening here. Honest to God. You know, by the time we get out of here, it's going to be twilight. Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Twilight.
Who's in Twilight? Oh, Reese Witherspoon with Paul Newman.
And James Garner, you got it. And Sarandon, I think. Susan Sarandon's in that one as well.
Yeah. Good. It's
the real Twilight.
I was thinking of the vampire. Was she a vampire or a werewolf? I don't remember.
People talk about Twilight, they're like, oh, it's the most successful movie geared to young people. I'm like, man, Gene Hackman, really? He's pulling in. All right.
Who is in that?
I got to say this before I forget it. Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Nicely done.
Wow.
Nicely done.
All right. Now I might be really, I was going to say Scrooged, because she wasn't in that. Fuck, I've got to have another ScarJo, Marvel's Avengers.
Oh, I thought of a good one.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Man, Emma Stone. I think I'm, I hate to say it, but I think I'm out, boys.
Yeah.
I know, it's
terrible. No stone unturned. Sam, you got another one?
You know, winning all three games, kind of like the perfect score.
That's a movie?
Sure is.
Who's in it?
ScarJo, Chris Evans, not me. I read for that thing like four times. It's about kids who steal the SAT test. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Does it have a ghost in the shell?
It does. It's almost like a ghost world.
We already said that one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
Sorry, guys. I didn't... Oh, you're out. I'm out now, I guess.
No, you're still in.
Okay. Let's see. What else we got here? Man, I don't want to go to this one so soon. But, you know, Monsters versus Aliens.
The Croods 2.
Full title.
The Croods 2.
I couldn't do it either.
The Stoned Age. I think it's something about the age or something.
Stone
but I don't
age
know if
is
that's
in it. Yeah.
Exactly right. So let me think of. Let me get a substitute motion picture. There's a weird one that we haven't gotten to somehow. Mm-hmm. Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, that is
man.
A good one.
That's a good one.
Honestly, this has been so much fun. I'm really in good company up here.
That's the one with Topher Grace.
Uh-huh. And Dennis Quaid and Marg Helgenberger. I just love saying her name.
Listen, I'd like to order the Helgenberger. Hold the Helgen. What about, how many more do you think you have, Sam?
It depends how much longer you want the show to go.
You still have a few more?
No, I'm running pretty
loaded
well.
Loaded up and ready to go?
I could ask.
You don't have to ask your lifeline if you still got some. I don't want to waste anybody's time. And I'm thinking of one. I mean, Reese Witherspoon, she had some that we haven't gotten to.
I'm sure there are many.
But I can't think of the goddamn names of any of them. Mm-hmm. And then who else we got? We got Emma Stone, mm-hmm. who we went back to pretty much the beginning for her.
Yep.
I think we picked up a lot of them.
I believe we did.
Along the way. And then who's the third person?
ScarJo?
ScarJo. So I'm going to give it to you, Sam.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Wow. Sam Levine, everybody.
Thank you.
What's your next one?
I don't know. I stopped thinking.
Oh, but give us another one. Show off.
I don't want to.
Oh, he's going to his lifeline.
What do you got?
Your
place.
Your place or mine? His place or mine?
Jerry Maguire.
Me, myself, and Irene
I should have had fear. Young Reese.
Oh yeah.
Fear. Yes, fear.
Man. That one I should have got.
That's a good one. All right. But what was the one where Mark Ruffalo?
Just like heaven.
Oh yeah.
That was the one I was saying somebody's dead.
Yeah.
Sex with a Ghost. Both of the Bridget Jones movies we didn't mention.
Her. How do we miss her and American Psycho?
Oh,
yeah. No, there's always, it's always impressive the ones
sure
we don't say.
A lot on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one,
it's tough. Do you have any more, Steve?
No.
Well, one more time, everybody, for our winner tonight, Sam Levine.
Thank you.
Richard, do you want to come get your... Richard Chewell, you want to come get your box?
Richard, I'm going to insist you tell me what happens to that photo frame. So December 26th.
Steve-O, for her parents.
Okay. It's for her parents. There
All
you
right.
go.
Yeah, congratulations.
Wait.
Right
Good
on.
Job, dude.
They're waiting.
It's a pretty heavy box, huh?
Oh,
yeah. It's really, be careful. Don't let it fall open. It's got one of those mystery flaps. You don't know what the hell's going on. Sam, so as a champion, can you come back to the show on Saturday, December 2nd in San Antonio, Texas? All right. See you there.
Yep. See you there, buddy.
Sam Levine, what would you like to plug?
Two quick things. One, of course, I'm on Cameo for all your holiday needs. Forgot to buy somebody a gift. I'll do a video for them. It's great. People love them, I swear. Second thing, and far more important than the Cameo, I have a streaming series called Underdeveloped. It's on Tubi, Amazon Prime, and Amazon Freevee. You can watch it on Tubi. No credit card required. Easy to sign up. So easy and free. Did I mention it's free? Entirely free. It's called Underdeveloped. It's 6 episodes. It's about a dysfunctional production company, and I play a slimeball producer. A real stretch for me, guys, so please check the show out. Dave Koechner, Tom Arnold, Thomas Ian Nicholas. Very funny people. Great cast. A lot of fun. Check that out.
Yay! Who said Bridget Jones's Diary? Nobody's in that. No, that's Renee Zellweger. The whole time Stan was doing his plugs, I was just here going, wait a second. Because I was like, yeah, Bridget Jones' Diary, oh. Bridget Jones' Diary 2, The Age of Reason.
How do you know? Jim Brooks' last movie.
Right, with Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson and there Paul Rudd and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. How do you know?
How do you know?
Yeah. She was another one called Good Places or Good Times or something good. That Reese Witherspoon, she works. She
doesn't stop.
Yeah, she does it. Eli Roth, thank you so much being here, dude.
It was so fun.
Thanksgiving is in theater. See it.
See it twice. Bring your grandparents.
As many times as you can.
Bring young children. Yeah. Hurt them. It's fun. It really works.
Yeah.
It works.
You know, you can come back for seconds because people in the movie can't. That's the kind of the approach you should take to it. And do you have anything else now in the works now that the striking's all over?
I just finished the movie like 3 weeks ago. So
oh, nice.
I've done literally nothing except this for like the last 11 months. So yeah, hopefully I'll have something else, but it's great. Go see the movie. It's really bloody and it's a lot of fun. I think you'll get your money's worth if you like gore and guts and screaming.
Yeah. I love it.
It's supposed to ruin the holiday. I want like people cosplaying it at their own dinners. With chopped up body parts, you know, that's my dream for that to happen. This will air after that, so maybe somebody will listen and be like, hey, I did that.
It's just there really aren't, like, there's some movies that take place on Thanksgiving and then people think of Thanksgiving movies, like, you know, of course the greatest one probably being Planes, Trains, Automobiles.
Yeah.
But to straight up just be like,
it's never been done.
Like,
it's the first,
you know,
time
there's Thanksgiving movies, you know, there's a few of those, but like to just be a movie that's got the word Thanksgiving
there was
it's
New
perfect.
Year's Evil, My Bloody Valentine, April Fool's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Creepshow, Halloween, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Black Christmas. It was like this desert in November.
Grindhouse, you just finally put your flag in the sand, and then nobody would do it, just waiting for you to do it.
Yeah.
And now it's here.
No, we did it. Well, it was so like great. November 1st was the saddest day of the year for me because it was like family movies and Christmas movies, which didn't apply to me because I was Jewish. So it was just like the rest of the movies just sucked for the rest of the year for me as a kid and now. And I just wanted it like to, you know, I wanted Halloween on Thanksgiving. I wanted a horror movie in November. And we did it. So hopefully people go see it.
Dreams do come true, everybody. If you can dream it, you can be it. Steve-O, amazing new series of stunts that are available
at
steveo.com.
Yep, you will not believe how fucked up Steve-O's bucket list is.
No, and I love how, I appreciate that you come on my show and you just participate like a regular person. You haven't eaten anything weird or done anything disruptive, you know. People need to know you're a super nice guy who just happens to do fucked up shit for a living.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can I ask, now that you've done, because I'm a bit like a longtime admirer of your stunts
in
a huge way, are you, is it like, was this like, I'm never, these are it? Or is this like, you want to do more? Or how do you, because I know what you put your body through, I pretend to do it, but you do it for real, which is amazing and insane. Do you have more stuff you want to do? Or is this kind of like the last hurrah?
It's a great question. Thank you for the kind words. When I first put the bucket list show together, I thought, oh God, I've painted myself into a corner with this one. And then as I toured the show, my wheels started turning. And then I thought of like I've got one more in me. It's called Steve-O's Gone Too Far.
It's a great title.
Yeah.
Wow. I get that a lot. But that's great.
It's really, my loved ones are having a lot of problems with my plans.
That's how you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, it's like part of me really wants to see it, but I don't want to see you die, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. See, I got my crash test dummy tattoo.
Yeah.
Wow. There's a lot of crashing that I have to do.
All right. Well, you know, if you don't go too far, we'll come back and promote it.
Yeah.
Tell us about how much further you're going to go in the next one.
Yeah. The thing that I'm really having trouble with my loved ones is my plans to get a boob job.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing on the Gone Too Far list that isn't severely fucked up and way too far.
How big are you going to go?
I'm told I can get D's or double D's.
Wow.
But,
hey,
I'll only keep them for like 2 to 3 months.
Oh.
And then I'll get them out.
I mean, I've talked to a lot of women who they do get bored with them after a while.
Yeah.
So 3 months is probably about right.
I'm told that's when the stretching gets unmanageable.
Wow. There's a book published 20 years ago now called The Man with the $100,000 Breasts.
Oh,
it's
nice.
About a degenerate gambler and his Vegas buddies bet him $100,000
right.
to put fake breasts in and
right.
keep them for a year. And I'll tell you this. I don't know if your loved ones are going to know that I told you this. The guy had so much enjoyment out of having them. He kept them for way longer than a year.
Yeah. I know. Nobody knows the guy's name. Nobody has seen any footage of it. So, unfinished business.
I would never, ever presume to tell you how to do your job because I think you come up with amazing stuff. But would you, at some point, have a skydiver ejaculate on your fake breasts?
I like that. I like that. I don't think that needs to happen in the sky.
Okay. No, I didn't say in the sky.
Right.
I love parachute. The way you just brought that whole thing
just
full circle.
Parachutes
jerk.
In on the breasts in the doctor's office, sprays them down, and then just goes back up.
Yeah.
That's my director brain. I was not trying to tell you how to
do it.
Directing the scene, I was like, oh, then he comes in through the roof, and the doctors are like, hey, turn around and just. Like a Jonas Brothers concert.
Yeah,
just sprays them down. Foam.
I love it. And I think it's the least I can do for the world. And
always do the least. Do the very least.
It's been my motto.
We all thank you.
For 40 plus years.
Working great.
Doug Loves Movies is back here at the Improv Lab on Tuesday, December 19th, and I'm doing Doug Loves Movies and two stand-up shows at the Punchline in Sacramento, New Year's Eve weekend. You know where all of my dates are. And I always close every episode with the last line from a movie of late, and I really didn't come up with one for tonight because I really did think that you'd have one, Eli, from one of your films, but everyone's just screaming at the end of every one of them?
They are just, there's like a huge scream at the end. That's the last line. It's just someone screaming with their mouth covered in the end of Thanksgiving.
Okay. So I could just use that as the last line?
Yes, you could.
Okay. Thank you again to the lab at the world famous Melrose Improv. Thank you to all of you for coming out tonight. Hope you have a great holiday season. Hope to see you back here on December 19th. One more time for all of my guests, Sam Levine, Eli Roth, and Steve-O. And as always...
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in it.